The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, now it's time to talk to Pádraic Horkan, a member of the Horkan Garden Centre family, horticulturalist, keen gardener. Pádraic, good morning.
A very good morning, Pat, and we can all do something for climate change by simply planting a tree.
And so we should. Now, a week of hot weather followed by lots of rain. What does that mean for us?
Well, we've had lots of rain, Pat, but still the soil is relatively dry. So, you know, do check your soil before planting new plants. And as you know, last week, we had lots of questions in about lawns going yellow and going brown. So this week, it's about trimming the lawns. It's about feeding the lawns as well with the rain. Putting on a granulated lawn fertilizer now will green it up within a couple of weeks without forcing any growth. It's also an excellent time of year for listeners that might be thinking about sowing new lawns or indeed putting in a wildflower meadow. This is the time of year for the sowing of seed, lawn seed and wildflower seeds, particularly when you get the temperatures we had and you get the moisture levels as well. Of course, the planting, soil conditions are ideal for planting at the moment. So particularly if listeners want colour into late summer, early autumn, it's a great time of year for planting late flowering perennial plants like asters or rudbeckias, anemones, sedums, chrysanthemums. They all flower right through from now, right up until October. And of course, because they're perennial, they come back year after year. It's also a great time in the veg garden, Pat. I'm sowing the seed of spinach at the moment, some radish, some Swiss chard, some winter cabbage, and some winter lettuce. So again, the temperatures are ideal for the sowing of seeds and in the garden. And talking about plants that are germinating, the weeds, of course, are beginning to pop up after the recent wet weather. So do keep on top of garden weeds. And my advice really is to get out the garden hoe and give them a scuffling and they'll die off within a couple of hours. So lots to do.
When they're young, they're easier to treat than when they get a good rooting at these weeds.
Absolutely.
Now, the questions from Paul. I've 10-year-old espalier hornbeam trees. I'm not sure how much to prune them to keep the shape. Should I remove everything that isn't horizontal or just keep training it horizontally and keep it tidy?
Yeah, so espaliers is a French method of training both trees and fruiting plants into a particular shape that you want. So if Paul wants that lovely fan shape or a horizontal shape, this is the time of year to be pruning back both fruiting plants and indeed hornbeam. And hornbeam is a beautiful tree, lovely green foliage, very similar to beech, Pat, but it's at this time of year that we prune it back. So my advice really is just to prune back any vertical stems to keep that nice horizontal shape. And if we prune during the summer, same with fruit trees and indeed broadleaf trees, if we prune at this time of year, Pat, it tends to hold back the vigor in the tree. So you actually put the tree on a semi-diet, as it were, and you control the growth. So this is an excellent time of year to be pruning back hornbeams, but also to be pruning back your apples, pears and plum trees.
Could you ask Pádraic for some advice on overseeding a lawn, which currently has quite a lot of moss due to poor drainage? From Seamus.
Right. I'm surprised there's still moss around with all the dry weather we have. So look, the first thing is to deal with the moss. So get rid of that with an application of Zero. You can apply that through a sprayer or a watering can and it'll kill the moss overnight. Moss is an indication that the ground is quite heavy. It will need some drainage. So Seamus should consider maybe putting in a couple of small land drains just to improve the drainage, because the moss is going to come back if that's not treated. And again, as I said at the top of the programme, it's an excellent time for reseeding bare patches or overseeding. You simply mix the lawn seed with some topsoil or some compost, brush it into the bare patches. It'll germinate in about 14 to 21 days, particularly in the weather we're getting at the moment. And now would be an excellent time to tackle that job.
Okay, another one. Could you ask Pádraic about my Hidcoat lavender? It appears to be dying. Could you please ask him what it might mean and would it benefit from deadheading?
Yeah, our plants will benefit from deadheading right throughout the garden. English lavender, that's lavender Hidcoat, is that beautiful English variety. It should be in full flower at the moment. Any flowers that have gone over with the intense heat should be trimmed off. give it a liquid feed. And lavender does benefit from regular deadheading because that stimulates new growth. And on that new growth, it's going to come back into flower again. So my advice is really to go out, trim off any of the old flowers, take a little bit of the stem with the plant as well, give it a liquid feed, and it'll come back into growth within about 4 weeks and flower from September right through until late autumn.
Claire in Moat has a question. What to do with a quince tree that is getting rust?
Ah, well, quince produce the beautiful quince fruit. They're very easy to grow. The rust on quince, it's an unusual fungal disease part of quince. It actually doesn't really do a whole lot of damage to the leaves of the plant, but can affect the fruit. And it's often spread, if you've got cedars in your garden in particular, it often spreads from the cedar tree to a quince tree or to an apple tree. And so the cedar acts as a host, as it were, particularly during the winter period. My advice, really, if you want to protect the fruit, remember it's not going to damage the leaves, but if you want to protect the fruit, use a copper-based fungicide, something like copper fungicide that we normally use on potatoes for blight. That'll help to protect quince trees from rust. But they're very tough and very hardy. And generally speaking, they don't need much treatment unless the rust is really bad.
From Patrick in Sligo, I replanted a silver birch last October. It's struggling. Is there anything I can do to help?
Well, apart from just keeping it watered, and ideally remember that watering plants, newly planted plants should be watered and try to use recycled water. But birch trees, by their nature, demand water, they need water. And a plant that's transplanted will always struggle in its first year because it's initiating new roots. It's trying to settle in. But by next spring and early summer of next year, it'll be perfectly fine. So really the trick at the moment is just to keep it well watered and coax it on, and it'll be absolutely perfect next spring and summer.
I have a pear tree, some of the leaves of which turn brown in summer. It still produces some fruit, but not in abundance, and none of which I've ever eaten. The tree was here when we arrived 20 years ago. What could I do to make it flourish?
Well, two things are important with pear trees. As I mentioned, Pat, summer pruning at this time of year, and this applies to pears and apple trees in particular, at this time of year, we're shortening back any growth that the plants have made this summer, any of the new growth, should be shortened back quite severely by two-thirds, back to within 3 to 4 inches of where the new growth has emerged from. And summer pruning initiates flower buds that will come into flower next spring. So you give the plant a little bit of a shock and it triggers itself into producing flower buds. So anybody with apple trees or pear trees, this is the week or this is the month to actually trim back that long, leggy growth, and that will initiate plenty of flowers for next year. And the second thing I would do with all fruit trees is to give them a dressing of sulfate of potash, because, again, potash in plants encourages flowering and fruiting, and it builds a little bit of strength into the plants as well. So summer pruning now and a little bit of potash, particularly with this wet weather.
I have a small raspberry plant on my balcony. It didn't give any fruit last year when I bought it, but it has started to give some raspberries this year. However, the birds keep knocking it over and taking the fruit. Anything I can do?
Well, you can get a simple bit of netting in your local garden centre, fruit netting. It's light enough to sit on the raspberry plant, and that physically will keep the birds away. Once raspberries start to ripen, as you know, Pat, and from your own garden, the birds, it's like a magnet to birds. So strawberries, raspberries, any of our fruiting plants or blackcurrants and gooseberries, they're in full fruit at the moment. You need to protect them with some netting to physically keep the birds away, and pick them as early as you can.
All right, look, thank you very, very much for joining us. Porrick Horkin of the Horkin Garden Centre family, and of course, an expert horticulturalist.